No, it's...
What's he doing here?
Oh, I'm just helping him off and on without pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in other words, you're doing this just to kill time.
Just to kill time, yeah. I just kill time.
So, can you tell me something about this store about... is it doing fairly good?
Oh, doing fairly good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing fairly good.
How long has this man had the store? How long?
Oh, about 7 years. Oh, yeah, this man is my son. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this store has been in business for 7 years, and to you it's doing very well.
Not to me, to my son, it's doing really well.
The way you look at it, it's doing very well.
Oh, the way I look at it, doing very well, because I'm just here a few hours a day to help him out.
All right. Now, Mr. Lee, are you married? Then?
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
I have six.
Six children?
Mm-hmm.
Are they all in school?
They're all out of school now.
They're all out of school. Cool.
Yeah.
Do they still live with you?
Some.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the children were small, what kind of languages did they use at home? What kind of languages did they use at home?
We taught both Chinese and English.
Did you ever send them to Chinese school?
Yes.
Can they read and write?
Chinese? Mm-hmm. I don't know how much they can read and write. There's some they can read and write.
How many years did they go to Chinese school?
The first three sons went to Chinese school about 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the first one went to Stanford. He took a couple courses of Chinese. I don't know whether he still remembers Chinese or not. That was 10, 15 years ago.
Then, do you feel more Chinese or American, Mr. Lee?
I feel more Chinese myself.
You still do? You have lived here for 46 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then why do you feel more American, more Chinese, even though you have lived here for 46 years?
Well, sometimes I still felt they have a kind of racism against the against me or against the Oriental people.
Now, so when you
everyday life, you walk down the street, there's this, you encountered those kind of expressions.
So you do feel that now and then you encounter some kind of
What when a white man approach you, mm-hmm. just like the other night. No, the other morning, 2 mornings ago, I walked with a dog, and I walked down a curve, if it's on a sidewalk, by the apartment house. He must be an apartment manager, and he stopped the car, he waved, tell me to get out of the sidewalk.
Telling me that when you were walking the dog one day, a man, what did he say to you?
He says, he waved at me, get out of the sidewalk. And I approached him, I said, what's the matter? He said, you're supposed to walk with the dog on the street, not on the sidewalk. If I see you again, I'll report you to authority. I said, I didn't do any harm. I got my dog with a leash. No, you don't have to wait until the second time. You call the authority right now. And he drove into the parking, the building, because he's a pure white. I hate him.
Well, as far as I know, there's no such a rule.
No, yeah, there is a rule.
You could walk the dog on the sidewalk,
yes.
Provided it's under a leash.
Yeah, under leash, and the dog was walked by side with me, didn't even step on the grass. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel I resent this white ghost.
All right. Now, then, when you were looking for a house to live, did you have any problem like
this?
Yes.
When the time we moved into the house where we live in 1947, there was a partition signed. Everyone except one neighbor rejected.
Everyone rejected you're moving in.
Yep.
Except one.
Yeah, except one.
What section was that, Mr.
It was in Silver Lake area.
Silver Lake area. Mm-hmm. What year was that?
1947, November.
Mm-hmm. Then what happened?
What happened?
Then?
We walked right in, and when we moved in at the time, all neighbor across the street, the old couple, they were watching us moving in.
Mr. Lee, you were telling me about moving into Silver Lake area. What happened then when you first moved in?
We didn't know that they were against us. Mm-hmm. And we saw my wife holding the first three babies. And we drove in, we parked the front. Everyone across the street, they come out and look just like a welcome party. But actually it's not. They just want to see who we are. After that, I give a thought. I said, why did they do that? And after somebody told me, the next door neighbor told me, they said, hey, there was a partition. Everybody in this whole neighborhood, the two streets, signed against you moving in, except they themselves, not the next door neighbor, told me that. I found out why, because the lady of the next door neighbor, they used to have a Chinese cook, and they were very good to them. To the Chinese cook.
Mm-hmm. Was the next door neighbor a Caucasian?
Yeah, white. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then after you moved in?
We moved in, we have no trouble.
I see.
But there was a phone call. Call me many times. Do you have two family living there? I said, what's the matter with you? That has nothing to do with you. Oh yeah, your house is only one resident. Yeah, we have one family living here. And then some other times, maybe about 2 weeks later, some other people asked me the same question. And I didn't know why until they tried to find some faults against us. That was that time.
I see. By the way, I forgot to mention that this tape, this interview was taken at a store.
Yeah.
So how long have you lived in that place now, Mr. Lee?
We still live in there.
That's
since
how many years
47.
Ago? Since 47.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. 33 years.
Do you now have Chinese neighbors mostly, or still the same Caucasian neighbors?
No, now they all mix. Mm-hmm. Now they all mix. Blacks live there, Chinese live there, Japanese live there now.
How many original white families are still there?
They all,
When you first move in, all those white people around there, are they still living there?
Not in my street. No more. We are the oldest one in there.
Now, when you were young, Mr. Lee, when you first came to America at the age of 17, did you ever disagree with your father about the Chinese things or American things?
No. I have never had an open statement with him.
Oh, by the way, your mother never came to America.
Yes, she came about 10 years ago.
Oh, only 10 years ago?
Only 10 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Then is she still with you?
She's still living, yeah.
Oh,
she's about almost 90 years old.
Wonderful. Is she living with you?
She's living with my younger brother's family.
Uh-huh. Now, when anyone in your family got sick, did they prefer to use Chinese medicines or medicine? Chinese herbs or American medicine?
Sometimes you feel the one way or the other.
Do you use some herb?
I have used sometimes.
For what purposes do you use
like
herbs?
Oh, like you get a cold. Cold remedy.
All right. Do you eat any food cooked with Chinese herbs?
Yes, yeah.
For instance, what?
My wife does a lot of Chinese cooking.
What, for instance? Herbs cooked?
Oh, like making...
Yumok. Then what kind of herb do you use?
Of course, I was still white, but got
new. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Other than that, what do you use? In the way of herbs along with Chinese food?
Sometimes maybe cook winter melon.
Winter melon, oh
yeah.
Yes.
Onga, yeah. Uh-huh. We put some fagi chum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all. Sometimes we cook a pigeon, boil the pigeon, we put some ongi gido.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now then, for your recreation, Mr. Lee, what do you prefer? Play mahjong?
No, I don't gamble, nothing.
Do you like music?
No.
How about watching a football game? Or
that's the only game that I watch.
Football?
I got a TV in there. I never turn off until the football season comes.
How about movies?
I don't like a movie, no.
So about the only recreation that
would be football during
football season.
I don't like baseball because I don't like those guys spit on the ground.
Oh, I see.
I hate those attitudes.
Now, since you have left China so many years ago, do you still write to them? Some relatives in China?
There's no relative there.
Absolutely no.
No.
How about friends?
Some of the old school friends, they disappear through either through World War II or they were tortured to death by Mao Zedong's regime.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I have no friends over there anymore.
Do you like to make a trip to China?
I don't want to go to China.
Just to for a trip, for
not,
a visit?
Not under the present government. I just didn't agree with their ruling.
Mm-hmm.
I felt if I get in there, it's through, I couldn't get out.
Oh, you felt that,
I felt that.
Still so much injustice in it that
mm-hmm.
you may not
yeah.
be able to
yeah.
get out?
Even that they give me the permit to go in, but I don't know whether I can get out or not.
I see. Were you related with some kind of politics before?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I did have a book written in China, in Chinese, about aviation. I sent it to Senator Nolan. Nolan was a senator at that time, to find some Chinese publications to publish the book. Instead, he sent it to Taiwan. And Taiwan's government sent me the medal honor.
Oh, really?
For the book. But mm-hmm. the book they used as for the training Air Force, but not they never published.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you...
I received it. If I do go back to... They probably know what the Red Chinese government, because they got spies in there those days. And if I go in there, they probably just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Make me disappear.
I see. Do you happen to have...
I feel scared when I go in there.
Do you happen to have a copy of your book with you?
Yeah.
Do you have more than one copy?
No, just one. I cannot show it to the people here because they don't want to be published.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But do you suppose we could borrow it? And
no.
No,
I promised them. I promised. At that time, Zidaiwi was the defense minister. I promised them I will never show it to another people.
Oh, I see.
They felt that some even show it to the people and they might loan it to the people, they might take picture and send it to the red government. That's what that's what he told me.
Oh,
so
I
promised him I mm-hmm. never saw it.
I see.
Yeah.
What did you receive from Taiwan government on your book?
Distinguished medal.
A medal. Do you have it?
I have it. I hope.
Would you like to show it to us so that we could take a picture of it? We don't want to see the book now that you don't want to show the book.
Yeah, you coming over the house, yeah. You can take the picture.
But could I borrow to take back there so
no.
they take a picture?
You mean sometime?
Yes.
Okay, I can give you the diploma.
Yes.
I mean
just to make a copy of it.
Yeah,
yes.
The paper, not the medal. The
no.
medal is something right. else. Yeah. The medal is gold medal about that.
Oh.
You know, you hang it here. You see the army
mm-hmm.
Decoration medal. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I can bend the things over. You can take the
picture.
Yeah,
we'll take a picture of it.
When you're coming back.
Oh, we'll see how much we could get done. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, so that's good. Now, besides that that certificate, what else that belonged to the Chinese people of long time ago that we could borrow to take pictures of? Like old pictures of your father or grandfather and things like that?
No, they don't have pictures.
Houses of in the village?
No, there's no picture like that.
Okay, then just that certificate then.
Yeah.
All right, now Mr. Lee, you said you were married. When or where were you married?
I was married in San Francisco.
To a American-born Chinese girl?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go back to China and marry?
That was the war time.
Mr. Lee, if you could go back to China to get married, would you consider that, to marry a Chinese girl?
No, I wasn't intending to go back to China to get married.
Well, why not? Why not a typical Chinese girl?
I don't want to have the same, live in the same condition. I don't want to live in the same similar condition that my father's did. Leave the wife over there and come here and work, and then every few years you go back there, travel back and forth, and you'll be alone in here. Families over there. Now, I don't care for that. I had the feeling it was long before I got married. As a matter of fact, my mother picked up the girls over there, asked me to go back in 1929. I said no, I don't want to go back. I tell my father I don't want to go back and marry. No, I want to pick my own.
And how did your mother feel?
She didn't like me at all. Even now, she didn't like my wife. She don't.
So maybe that's the reason why she's not staying with you then?
Could be. Uh-huh. Everything my wife said.
I see. So
she didn't feel like it.
So
that's the old-fashioned Chinese.
That's your second brother's wife. Was she from China?
No, it's my youngest one.
Oh, youngest brother.
Yeah.
Was she from China?
That's the one that she picked her up. Yeah.
Right.
She picked it up for him. And also the first one, she picked it up for him too.
Mm-hmm.
So they liked it too. She liked it, the other two. I don't mind saying that, but I don't hope you don't have that kind of feeling.
Oh, I understand.
You understand,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I do. Well, then, what are your children doing, Mr. Lee? I understand one is a professor.
Okay, the first one is a colonel in the army.
Uh-huh.
He's a medical doctor.
He was, but he still is?
He's still there, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been there 12 years now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
With the army?
Yeah, he's with the army, yeah.
And another one?
The second one is he's going to school in Belgium, and he just got married a week ago.
To a Chinese girl?
Yeah, the girls they met each other in school. That girl is from Taiwan.
Mm.
She's here now.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one?
The third one's he's a professor.
That's the one.
PhD, yeah.
At Howard
Lee.
Yeah, that's the one at what college was that?
He's from UCLA.
Oh,
no,
but where is he teaching now?
Cal State, Los
Cal
Angeles,
State, uh-huh.
And Pepperdine.
Mm-hmm.
And also he's a consultant for Ralph's Market.
Oh.
A statistical consultant.
And another one?
The young one, he's doing architecture work.
You mean you have all boys, Mr. Lee?
Four boys.
Oh, four boys and two girls. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful family. Now, did you ever join the Chinese associations in Chinatown?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Family Association.
Lee Association?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you quite active at it?
No. They elected me as officers, and I don't have time.
Mm-hmm. But do you still have to pay dues?
Well, it's not due. Your donations for the
so
yearly
much a
donation
year.
For
mm-hmm.
the lights and
oh.
expenses. This family association, not the tongs.
Mm-hmm. Usually, how much do you donate a year?
$10.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of activities do they have, the Lee Association?
I don't know. I don't go in there. Mm-hmm.
Do they have an annual banquet?
Oh, yeah, they have an annual banquet.
Do you ever attend an annual banquet?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as you know, which family in Los Angeles is considered a very important family?
You mean those associations?
No, I mean the people like Yakayan, Bingo Kayan, anyway.
I don't understand the question.
In other words, like.
Is it not the Lee Association?
No. Some people mention Nigga Sito, Peter Suhu, as a very important family.
Mm-hmm. To me, no people is important in Chinatown. I don't expect anything like that. He's good in one thing, he's bad on the other.
I see.
Just nobody's perfect.
All right, then which...
I have talked to a lot of Chinese, I've seen a lot of Chinese. Some of them, they do pitiful. Maybe they got money to buy somebody's thinking, but not me.
Now, which individuals, then, do you consider prominent in...
A person?
Yes, before the Second World War. Oh, before the Second World War, you weren't even here then, were you?
No, not in Los Angeles.
All right, how about during the Second World War? Or after that, any particular person you hear a great deal of because of his doings in Chinatown?
Yeah, I respect one person. It's Jiang Heijiao.
Jiang Heijiao?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's an accountant, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I respect him. Yeah.
Now, why did you respect him?
I have talked to him many times, and he talks just like a clean man. Mm-hmm. There's no, maybe it's something behind that I don't know. Mm-hmm. But every time I talk to him, he's very clean talk. Never, mm-hmm. He never talk anything crooked or gambling or those, you know, the 12 dead type. I respect the people like that, but some of the people is very rich, but their money came from different source. I don't respect those people.
Now, you probably saw this in San Francisco. Before the Second World War, what kind of jobs did the Chinese engage in?
Most of working in the American family. And then the other ones are Chinese laundries. If not the laundry, there would be the cook in the restaurant. There's only about three different kinds. Work for the American families, and also open the laundry, or work for the laundry, or work for the restaurant.
That would be about the same in Los Angeles.
And then the other ones, a lot of it, gambling, Hui Obokwan.
Now, how much do you suppose the people were making before the Second World War?
You have to specify what year.
Let's say 1939, 1940.
1939, 1940. I came to the United States in 1934. I saw a lot of, we have a room. Our village people have rooms in San Francisco. Every Sunday, I live in Alameda, every Sunday I cross the bay to visit our village people. And there are 36, 35, 34, there's maybe two people out of 20 are working. Mm-hmm. And every time my father and I went over there, see them, we took them out for dinner and we paid for it. And those people, the working, making about $6 a week to $10 a week. That's what, 34, 35, 36. And then 37, they come up pretty good. 37, from 37 on, then they making about maybe about $15 or $20 a week. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, during the war, and then the war came, a lot of Chinese are working in shipyards. Mm-hmm. Then they make good money on that, maybe 75 cents an hour.
Now, when they were making so very little money at that time, how do you suppose they could keep the family going or keep themselves alive?
They don't have a family in here.
Oh.
the Chinese people don't have a family in here at that time. And when I got married, I was the first one in the village. Hundreds of people in the village are here. I was the first one got married.
Oh.
And a lot of friends and relatives resented it because they think that I couldn't even support my wife's stocking. They have money to buy a wife's stocking.
You mean at that time you were that poor?
I was still going to school at Bowen School.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. But they felt that even if I get out of school, the economic conditions are so poor that you just can't even support your wife.
Oh, I see.
Not even a pair of stocking, that's what they call. You see, that's kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
In other words, you can't buy your wife a pair of stocking.
So time was really rough for the Chinese then.
Yeah,
and for
bad,
everybody,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right, then why did you want to get married then, Mr. Lee, when time was that tough?
No, because you felt lucky with a girl, you just want to get married.
Was it due to your father's pressure?
No. I had the. As a matter of fact, I have my father's. There was another family living in Alameda, in Longfeng. They approached my father. They want to give their daughter to me, and mm-hmm. she went to Mills College.
Mm.
And I said to myself, no, I don't want a college graduate. I don't want it.
Why is that?
She's got the college graduate, and I don't have it. I resent myself. I don't want that. I don't want that problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, at that time, should people save up some money, what did they do with it, usually?
They went back to China to visit their folks, visit their family.
Did some of them gamble their money away?
Yeah, there's some. I've seen a lot of it, yeah.
You see more of it, putting the money in the banks then?
They never tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they must have saved it. Otherwise they couldn't take the, they have to pay the fee to the immigrations, take care of the paper, and then they have to buy the ticket and the boats. And at that time I think it's $130 for the boats.
Oh, about that much.
Life is supposed to be good. You mm-hmm. should interview him.
Okay. Now, were the Chinese American just as eager to have sons rather than daughters?
Yeah.
Why is
they
that?
They feel that way because son, they can. What happens there is if they're good son, they can build up the reputation for the family. But a girl, when they marry, they won't be on the other side, right?
Yes.
And then they're not in the same village, they're far away, and they change their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of interracial marriages, since you have children? Would you object to any of your children married to someone outside the race?
I feel a little bit on the objection side.
Why is that?
Just I've been thinking. I can't tell you. That's the way I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it.
Do you happen to know of any people, friends, children who marry out of the race?
Yeah.
And did they get along well?
I don't know. I never talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
They probably do. I don't know. If they didn't, they probably have a divorce. But in a if generations going on, next generation, another generation, there are going to be more in the marriage. Mm. Yes, I see. Well, perhaps same as Hawaii, a lot of Chinese over there, Japanese, they're all mixed up.
Mm.
And one look of it, Senator Hylam Fong, years ago, he's over 6 foot tall, dark complexion. And I said to myself, he's not Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You can record it, he's not Chinese. And he's completely different from the Chinese race.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that they have a lot in the marriage, mm-hmm. and just by name, this is the Senate before.
Now, what did your children think of going to Chinese schools, although you insist that they went to Chinese schools? What did they think about it? Did they?
Oh, I never asked them. I never asked them.
And they never expressed themselves?
No.
I see. Did they ever mention about going back to China for a visit?
Yeah, they like to see what kind of village that I live in, mm-hmm. what kind of place that I've been going through. They like to see that.
Now, you see in the Chinese movies, oftentimes you see Chinese portray a Chinese that look very different, very funny. What do you think of that?
Well, they have to do that in a movie. You know, movies, it's a lot of fake in a way. It's not true, they're not the true figures, mm-hmm. not the true act. They're always something that, it's not true.
Then you did not object to
no,
it?
No, I did not object to it. I know it's a...
Were you happy to see it that way? You look at it as what? As something phony, did you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.